He had no trouble recognizing Viv in the hallway. He'd spotted her his second day. On his third day, he'd been lucky enough to stand behind her in the cafeteria line, and they'd talked about movies. Turned out, they both liked action-adventure with some comedy mixed in. If he'd had the looks and confidence of Drew Hanover, Devco's top salesman who'd quarterbacked his college football team to a Rose Bowl victory, Jamie would have asked Viv for a date. She didn't appear to be seeing anyone, but he was a glasses-wearing computer geek and knew his limits. Vivian Crowley, blonde, green-eyed, and built like a Victoria's Secret model, was out of his league. But that didn't stop him from admiring her from afar or discussing movies with her whenever they happened to see each other in the cafeteria. Viv shouldn't be sending personal emails through the company's system, but plenty of others did it, so he couldn't blame her too much. He'd just delete this one and forget about it. Or maybe he'd read it first. Viv hadn't mentioned that she liked to write, but sometimes people were shy about their creative side. She hadn't intended for him to see this, but there it was on his screen by no fault of his own, and he was curious about what she considered the hottest scene ever. 30 minutes later, he had to agree with her assessment. She'd written the hottest scene ever, and he was using all his mental tricks to shrink his bad boy. If someone came into his cubicle, he was so not leaving his chair. He wouldn't be forgetting that scene anytime soon. The hero had agreed to satisfy his lover's fantasy by meeting her in a darkened hotel room, as if they were strangers. They weren't supposed to speak or use names, although moaning and crying out had been allowed and encouraged. In the dark, where she couldn't see his face or anticipate his moves, he'd driven her wild with inventive sex play. Jamie had kept his cool during the furry gloves section. He'd been only semi-aroused during the feather boa part. The whipped cream had ramped up the action quite a bit, and by the time the guy brought out the flavored body paint, Jamie had desperately needed a cold shower. When the episode was over, the man had silently dressed and exited the room, leaving the woman wrung out with pleasure. Of course, Jamie imagined that Viv was the woman, but now that he'd read her scene, he couldn't let on. If he saw her in the cafeteria at lunchtime today, he'd have to act natural, as if he hadn't recently imagined her writhing naked on a hotel bed while someone licked flavored body paint from all her private places. Okay, he could do this. On his high school debate team, he'd been known as the Iceman because, when necessary, he had the mental discipline to hide his emotional reactions. If he talked to her, he'd erase this scene from his mind, and she wouldn't notice anything different about him. But that was 2 hours from now. In the meantime, he was free to think about this subject as often as he liked. The more he considered it, the more fascinated he became. Judging from her comment in the email, she'd never actually done those things with a guy, but she'd like to. And at this moment in time, he was the unlikely dude with the inside info.
Viv sat at an elevated table in one of San Francisco's trendiest bars with her best friend, Jamie. "You didn't email me back about my scene. Did you read it?" "Almost didn't get to it. A damned payroll glitch sucked up most of my day, but I managed to skim it before I shut down my computer." Jamie grinned. "It's smoking." "Oh, good." Viv's shoulders relaxed. Jamie was her beta reader. Without her, Viv wouldn't know whether what she'd created was worth submitting. "In fact, it's the best sex scene you've ever written. I have to believe you'll sell this book. You get better and better with each manuscript." Jamie signaled for the waitress. Viv sighed. "From your lips to God's ears, I've never worked so hard at something in my entire life. I feel as if I have 2 jobs, but only one of them is paying me anything. Yet. Have faith." The waitress came over, and Jamie ordered them each an appletini before turning back to Viv. "By the way, you accidentally sent that email to Jamie, too." Her face grew hot. "Damn!" "Ah, don't worry. He probably just forwarded it and dumped his copy without looking at it. That's what I do when I get hit."